And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Parts of the shot-down suspected Chinese spy balloon appear to be in the hands of U.S. officials. A fisherman in the U.S. state of North Carolina said he saw U.S. Navy personnel arriving at a boat landing in the city of North Myrtle Beach with what appeared to be a white deflated balloon across the bows of two different boats. A Pentagon spokesperson asked about the footage declined to comment on Sunday. U.S. senators will receive a classified briefing on February 15th about that balloon. According to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the briefing will also include information on how the U.S. stacks up against China militarily.
Credo che è per l'India il prossimo anno, credo.
Pope Francis said Sunday he's planning to visit India next year and is studying a possible trip that would be a first. During his flight back to Rome from South Sudan, the Pope confirmed that he would be in Lisbon, Portugal for World Youth Day the first week of August. He said he would participate in a September meeting of Mediterranean bishops in Marseille, France. The Pope added there was the possibility that he would fly from Marseille to Mongolia, which would be a first for a pope. Pope Francis, along with the head of the Anglican Communion and the top Presbyterian minister, have together denounced the criminalization of gay people and said they should be welcomed by their churches. The three Christian leaders spoke out on LGBTQ rights during an unprecedented joint airborne news conference returning home from the South Sudan. The South Sudan is one of 67 countries that criminalizes homosexuality.